1-1.
Danny Mac speaks. The score.
JD is a lot like my former partner, I think. He doesn't take himself very seriously, self-deprecating, but has a very good, keen sense for the game, can explain things well, is open to new school stats. So he just kind of brings everything to the table.
Len Casper, the veteran voice of the Cubs on television, a couple hours ago with us, McNeil and Spiegel, here weekdays between 9 and 1 on the Score Sports Radio 670.
We've been covering the story pretty aggressively since Bob Brenly left. Bob Brenly, a friend to this radio station and well-known and well-loved by the Cubs fans, and now they have a new guy to meet, and we get to talk to him and meet him right now.
He is the former Astros left-hander, 16 years in the booth with the Astros. Jim Deshaies is with us on the Score. Jim, good afternoon and congratulations. Thank you for your time. How are you feeling?
Hello, it's good to be with you, and thank you. And I'm feeling great. I'm excited.
You've got a news conference tomorrow. 16 years with the Astros organization. Just time for a change of the backdrop, or is that Cubs booth been something that you've always had designs on? How did this come about for you?
It wasn't necessarily time for a change. I mean, Brownie and I, my partner in Houston, had a real good run, and I really enjoyed my time there. I didn't have designs on the Cub booth, but when somebody presents you an opportunity to be a part of the Cub booth, you'd be nuts not to take it. It's for me, and for everybody else that does my job, it's probably the best job in baseball.
Best job in baseball. Why? Is it because of the range of the broadcast that you're heard by so many people in the history at Wrigley Field, that kind of stuff, Jim?
Well, I think the range is part of it. It has more of a national feel. But the big part for me is it's Wrigley Field, it's Cubs fans. It's the fact that every day at Wrigley is a singular event. I haven't experienced that at any other ballpark that I've worked in where, I've come in here as a player and as a broadcaster. And a great example was at the end of this season, two teams out of the race, not a whole lot on the line, but still the energy in the ballpark is really over the top. So it's just a great atmosphere, and really look forward to being a part of it.
JD, it wasn't just two teams out of the race. It was almost historic stuff. It was two 100-plus lost teams meeting on the same diamond for the first time since the expansion Mets. So you are well-versed in keeping the meters moving when the ball club is not playing well, and I suspect that's going to have to be the case again this year.
Yeah, I think Lenny and Bob referred to it as the Bizarro World Series when the Astros and the Cubs met at the end of the year. But, yeah, I mean, my philosophy is if people are tuning in to watch a ball game, they've got a pretty good idea where their team is in the standings, and they don't need to be beat over the head with negativity. I like to tell the truth, be honest, but at the end of the day, I also want to entertain people, make it fun. It's supposed to be a fun endeavor. Very serious stuff for those guys down on the field. It's their livelihood, and for the people who put the team together. But for fans, it's got to be an element of fun in it, even in a tough year.
Yeah, well, it's you spend a lot of time with people in their living rooms, and they want to have fun. They're watching for the most part to get an escape, but they want a guy to be honest too. You know, Jim, we hear that a lot from Cub fans, and part of what I think people have grown to love about their favorite broadcasters, they don't want to feel like they're being lied to or being sold something. Fans can tell when somebody's good or bad at their jobs, right?
Right, absolutely, and I think that's part of it too. You have to be honest with what you see. You can do it in a way that doesn't, beat guys down or demean them, but if you see a guy miss a cutoff man, or you see a guy try to steal third base with two outs in a one-run game, and you think it's a boneheaded play, you point out that it's not a smart play. And I try to crawl inside the head of the manager and how he would react to the plays that his guys make. I try to anticipate what a manager might be thinking when he puts on a play. I think for the most part, baseball is a gray game. It's not a black and white game when it comes to a lot of decision making. So I don't really like to second guess managers, but I like to try to explain why they may have done what they did. So, but, you know, it's kind of where I'm coming from on it.
I find myself thinking about those 86 Astros, not so bad, with the Scuff Master, Mike Scott. And then,
what do you mean?
Oh, come on. You know what I mean, DeShays. You know what I mean. And then Bob Nepper won 15, 16, 17 games, Jim DeShays. And Nolan Ryan was, I think, the fourth starter on that team. Not so bad, that batch.
Yeah. No, that was a pretty impressive group. I was the fourth guy. And then Danny Darwin late in the year. We had a real good rotation, had a heck of a team, got beat by the Mets in that historic playoff in 86. So yeah, that was a good bunch. And you know, that was a club that going into the year, nobody thought we were going to be very good. We were picked fifth in a 16 division by most of the pundits, so you never know what's going to happen.
Are you a guy who likes to talk pitch sequence, Jim, and try to explain what a pitcher is thinking? Or, you know, how in depth do you like to get during the course of an at bat?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think that's part of my job. I think everything precipitates off the pitch. So I like to watch the monitor. I like to see the pitch sequence. I like to see the pitch location, and then react to the play after that. You know, you got to give everybody a little bit of everything. You know, if the game calls for it, you got to get into the minutia. If the situation dictates, you got to start talking about what you watched on television last night, because sometimes, frankly, what's going on the field might not be quite as exciting at the time. So you give them a little bit of everything.
Did anything about the interview process catch you off guard at all?
No, not really. You know, what caught me off guard was the initial phone call.
Really?
When GM reached out to me and inquired as to whether I had interest in the job. I was a little bit surprised by it, pleasantly. And as I said, I jumped on. So yeah, I'd love to come up and talk.
What instrument do you play? Because you got to play an instrument.
Yeah, I know. I don't have the music thing going.
Oh man. It's a disaster of a hire.
I have an uncle that used to drink too much beer over the holidays and play the spoons around the kitchen table. So I may have a little of that in my blood. And I got a harmonica at home, but I really don't know what to do with it.
Hey, as long as you can be part of the conversation when the Cubs get to that 80-90 loss mark, whatever it is, because we like talking music with Len whenever we have him on. And you and I are about the same age. I'm 51. Yeah. Jim, you're right around that same.
So, no, Fleetwood Mac is touring this summer, by the way. So that'll be right in your wheelhouse.
Well, you know, I don't know how critical fans have been in Houston with you, Jim. You've been there a long time. I don't know how much you hear from them. I suspect you'll find a bit more of a critical audience here. And I could be wrong on that, but this is, you know, it's a big city and people demand an awful lot from their broadcasters. They want to feel like they're being told the truth. They don't want to feel like they're being sold. And you've got to balance, you know, talking about a team that's not very good with being entertaining and also, you know, not dumbing it down for people and making them think that you're seeing something they're not. It's going to be an interesting thing. I don't know if that's the same as it was in Houston, but I know you'll face those kind of challenges here.
Yeah, you know, I think my reputation in Houston was a guy who was fair but honest, pointed out when the team messed up. But it's a different audience, and folks here are going to have to get used to me, and I'm going to have to get a sense of what the fans appreciate. But at the end of the day, you got to be who you are. You know, I'm not going to say I got to be me. That would be awful.
Only if you sang it would it be awful.
I'd really have to sing, and that would not be good.
Jim, thanks for the time. Again, congratulations. We look forward to meeting with you in spring training.
Good to be with you guys. Look forward to it.
Thanks,
take care,
Jim.
Former Astros left-hander Jim DeShays. Love you taking me down 86 memory lane with that Houston
team. Oh, man.
Too.
Come on.